with highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An emergency missing child alert was issued Tuesday for a child who was last seen a little over a month ago. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 9-year-old Ezra Redden was last seen on June 19th near Hickory Street in Montgomery. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 22,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total number of cases to over 80,000. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. We also know more than 32,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And there will be a funeral procession for Butler County Deputy Eric Jackson today in Greenville. The sheriff's office announced he passed away suddenly this past weekend. The procession will begin at Dunklin and Daniels Funeral Home in Greenville. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need it. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And, you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Sprouted Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing, but there's another drawing also. That's the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card, dinner on John Williams. You need to call in and say, I want in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card drawing that happens on Thursday. Speaking of which, who is that on the phone with us? The one and only, the man himself, the guy who makes things happen, John Williams.
I like calling in every day.
Ah, there you go. I give you an ego trip there, don't
just,
I?
Yeah, just the introduction just makes me feel about 10 feet tall.
I like that. It's, well, I'm getting my homework done that you gave me, my assignment you gave me.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah, you know, folks, that's something, you know, when Dan does business with him, you have to send him home with a homework assignment. He completes that, and he says, that's great. Here's another homework assignment. Well, he's killing you like second or third now, right?
Yeah. Well, but you're getting the job done. I changed an appointment over so I can work on it this afternoon.
Oh,
after the
that's
show.
Great. Thank you, Dan. You know, Mortgage Corporation of the South, folks, we are the mortgage and loan center on top of the mountain in Wetumpkin. And as I've talked about on the radio the last few days, you know, we started downtown in a one-room office. And I can remember the office that we had that gold shag carpet in it from the 70s. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, we started with that. It was one room about the size of a bedroom. And, gosh, we just started growing. And then we outgrew that. Then we took in, like, two offices down there, both had shag carpet. And finally, you know, here we are 26 years later in our newer building we built on top of the mountain up here off of Main Street. And, of course, a lot of things have happened over the last 26 years. But, you know, folks, that kind of success, really, from a one-room office to a multi-thousand-foot building up here, doing loans all over the state, that kind of success really doesn't happen by accident.
Absolutely, it doesn't.
It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of early mornings, late nights, and, you know, I still do that these days. But
well, let me tell you what it does take. It takes confidence in your clients and you.
It does. It does. And you know, the thing about it is, like they say, if you do someone wrong, you know, they tell 100 people, you know, or more. If you do somebody right, they might tell one or two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So with that concept in mind, we were looking back the other day, and we've had so many people that have come back, and they've referred more customers to us. They've been back and, you know, repeat business and all that. And so, you know, it makes me proud that we have that going on here at MCS, and like I say, it's something we've built over the long haul. You know, where our company shines, really, guys, is this. I mean, there are a lot of lenders out there, as we said before. If you want to buy a home or refinance the mortgage you have now, if you have excellent credit, I mean, you can look just about on any channel on the television, or you can, you know, look on the Internet, and there's plenty of companies that will do business with you. The question is, can they get you to the closing table, and can they get you there quickly and efficiently, you know? The other thing is that now, if you do not have perfect credit, those companies that will reach out to you and help you, it's like they just evaporate. If you have less than perfect credit, it's hard to get a soft drink financed on credit. You know, here at MCS, here's the deal. If you have equity in your real estate, and that can be your home, your land, or even your mobile home, or get this, even your automobile. We make loans on automobiles. If your credit is less than perfect and you need a loan, hey, you can get the cash you need, use that money to pay off anything you might have out there, and rebuild your credit at the same time. So let's just wrap it up by saying, whether you have perfect credit or really bad, ugly credit, foreclosure, bankruptcy in the past, we're here for you. 567-9000 is the number. 567-9000. 567-9000. Feel free to check us out at mcsloans.com or even on Facebook at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Our company NMLS number is 232-876, equal housing lender. And now on to the real important stuff. Aren't we giving away like $50 again tomorrow?
Well, we are. We're going to give that card away tomorrow. So when you call in, we'll have it all queued up with the random number generator, and we'll draw that card.
Hey, that's great. That's great. We're having a lot of fun with these giveaways for $50 up here. I don't know what people are using the money for. Hopefully they go out and eat something real well, but they can use it for whatever they like. You know, we sure do appreciate all you guys.
Two questions.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in business?
We are now in our 26th year. We just passed the 25-year anniversary.
Where did you start when you were 15?
thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. I guess that would make people think that I'm, you know, John Weaver.
41.
He's not 56 years old. There's no way he can be. Did I really say that?
The other question, other comment, your T-shirts are great. They are great to work out in.
Oh, you like that T-shirt?
I love it. Well, it's really soft, and I don't like the stuff that has more of the nylon in it sticks to you when you get too hot.
Well, we're two of a kind, because you know what? I sleep in mine every night. I have an extra large, and it just can't find anything more comfortable to sleep
in. Yeah, really. I mean, the quality of the T-shirt that you branded is really good quality. That speaks volumes of you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for all you guys do, and we'll talk again about the same time tomorrow, and y'all tune in tomorrow and listen, because that $50 giveaway is going to be fun.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, buddy.
See you, Dan.
John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South, Wayne Inn. Okay, let's get back to some business here. And the business is this. Nancy Cordes on the bar hearing Listen to the comparison here. Listen to the comparison to the Michigan Capitol. And then we'll talk about it.
Accused Attorney General Bill Barr of doing President Trump's political bidding and of a double standard by using federal agents against protesters in Portland while ignoring armed militias who took over Michigan's Capitol building earlier this year. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court?
Attorney General William Barr came loaded for bear, defending his decision to take on protesters in Portland.
They have these powerful slingshots with ball bearings that they shoot. They've used pellet guns. We believe we have found those projectiles have penetrated marshals to the bone.
Democrats argued the unidentified federal agents he deployed are only causing more tension.
He used pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens.
And they questioned his motives.
The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters.
We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
Navy veteran Christopher David would tell a different story. He was protesting unarmed and was attacked.
The inspector general's reviewing that particular
incident. Well, do you think he deserved to get pepper sprayed and beaten to the point of broken bones?
As I say, the inspector general is going to review the incident.
Also defended his order to forcefully disperse a mostly peaceful crowd near the White House last month.
It's my understanding that no tear gas was used.
A National Guardsman who was on duty that day disputed that in a separate hearing.
I could feel irritation in my eyes and nose, and based off my previous exposure to tear gas in training, I recognize that irritation as effects consistent with CS or tear gas. The events I witnessed at Lafayette Square on the evening of June 1st were deeply disturbing.
Portland's mayor and its police commissioner are now requesting what they call a ceasefire, the removal of all federal forces from Portland. The attorney general said today he only sent his own people in, Nora, because the local police weren't doing their job.
Local police were not doing their job. You know, you can find a disgruntled about anybody to testify, but they take it as this is the gospel. The other thing that they said in another report, that they found tear gas canisters. Well, tear gas were used the day before, the night before. So you could see that that's when they were burning the church, by the way, they needed to get the fire truck in there. But did you hear how they compared the Michigan State Capitol with the militia going in with weapons? Which was totally illegal. You have right to bear arms in Michigan. You can go in. They say they occupied the Capitol. Well, there's a difference between a federal courthouse and federal agents defending that when the city will not, and a state capitol that the governor chose not to do something with state troopers because they had a right to go in there. This is just nuts. These people are crazy. Let me go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, Danny, till we.
How are you?
Just super fantabulous as usual. I saw a meme the other day that said, why don't we just turn those Spanish bulls loose on them like they use, you know, the run of the bulls over in wherever it is. And let's see what happens with that. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that would get them moving.
Now, I have no sympathy. I have zero sympathy. Now, you know, if they want to peacefully protest, okay, but you know what? If you're a peaceful protester and you're in the crowd of non-peaceful protesters, I can't tell the difference.
Well, let me tell you, peaceful protesters don't take mortar rounds, which is the equivalent, I understand, of a third of a stick of dynamite, and you're sticking it in the mortar and firing it at people and at the building, and it's blowing holes in the plywood that's there.
Yeah. No, I have no sympathy, no mercy, no anything, but just, honestly, I think they ought to just... I wouldn't mind if they just opened fire on them. Because
We're not going to kill people now.
Okay, well, use rubber bullets then or whatever makes you feel good. But honestly, if they're attacking federal you know, a federal installation.
They're attacking the U.S. Marshals and the DHS people. They're attacking agents.
Right. Are they using deadly force? What else can you do? You know, and what really gets me are these weeny mayors and these weenified governors that try to then turn around and make political hay for themselves out of the situation when Trump actually does something. I mean, you know, it's beyond maddening. I don't know exactly what to do about it, but it's taken, and I'm sure that there's people like me that just showing a lot of restraint, you know, instead of actually doing something about it. But what else? They're shooting ball bearings with these slingshots. That, I mean, that's a deadly weapon.
That is.
Come on. What else are you going to do with it? And then they turn around, oh, they pepper sprayed me. Well, that's the least you should get, actually.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, it's anarchy. And what these mayors are doing, particularly the Portland, Seattle ones, female and male, is they're covering up for their own screw-ups. They let this thing get out of hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. They did let it get out of hand. Well, I guess they were thinking, well, I mean, look, is there anybody that thinks that the Democrat Party is not now fully endorsing Antifa and BLM? To me, they are. They're not coming down and saying, look, we can't have violent protests. They're even denying it. They're trying to gaslight the country. Oh, well, these are not violent. These people. What planet are they on?
Yeah, really.
Is anybody else watching, you know?
There you go.
I mean, I think Barr really did a great job when he was allowed to speak yesterday. And, you know, the penguin sitting up there trying to,
Did you say the penguin?
The penguin.
Yeah, that's it. He walks like a penguin. He walks like a penguin.
Anyway, well, it's a good show, but I tell you what, I don't think it's winning for the Democrats. I don't think the hearing yesterday won for them. I don't think all these protests are winning for them. It's got to be changing some minds about things sooner or later. Dan, what do you think?
No, I think what's happened, that's why I played the clip that I did from CBS and NBC. I think the Pete Williams report was much fairer than the Nancy Cordes. But if you didn't watch the hearing and you watched Pete Williams, you kind of got, Barr did okay with that, and the Democrats are blaming Barr and Trump administration for something that they see other footage of, and it doesn't add up. They're kind of going, these people are not peaceful. Right. Have you noticed that they used to show peaceful demonstrators? They don't do that at the news anymore.
Exactly.
Because the peaceful guys are kind of going, this is getting too damn dangerous for me.
I'm not gonna get pepper sprayed. I'm gonna get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's got. I told Greg this yesterday. I kind of, you know, take the pulse of Washington using my brother out there in Tacoma, and call him every now and then and see if hearts and minds are being changed. You know, unbelievably, Dan, there's such hatred toward Trump that he thinks that it's really not moving the needle that much. All of the violence, the protests, the anarchy, he really doesn't see much political change.
Does he live in Portland? Where does he live?
He lives in Tacoma.
Okay. Outside of Seattle, between Tacoma, where SeaTac is, the airport.
Yeah. Well, right, exactly. And so now, you know, Tacoma, well, it's different. You know, you have a university type thing there. But still, you know, from what he says, there's just not much change in the political points of
Yeah, I think if you're in Tacoma, like, I mean, Tacoma is not, I mean, is adjacent to Seattle, but it's not Seattle. This is happening downtown Seattle.
Well, I know. Yes, true. But, you know, surely you would think, well, have you got any ideas about what people are saying in Seattle and Washington in general?
Well, I do go and look at some of the news. I think that the media plays it in a different way, but I think people are getting discouraged with this. Papa B, I got to go, buddy.
I don't care.
Okay. Got to go. Coming back, Steve number one, right after this.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot. They scratch.
They fog up my glasses.
But when it comes to staying safe,
they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work.
Or to have school and football in the fall.
Or for small businesses to start growing again.
And our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks.
So we can live our lives, get our economy moving,
and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality in the Montgomery area, Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve number one. Not the Steve that I know, no. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm really good.
Good. I just got a couple of comments. First off, this knucklehead, I guess you might, National Guardsman, that made a statement about he thought tear gas was used in D.C.
Yeah.
Well, if he's been through that training, then he should know that the residual effects of tear gas linger for days after it's used, even in an open space. So if he smelled it or if he felt it burning his eyes, it was probably from the day before. Now, this Navy veteran that was supposedly attacked and pepper sprayed in Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a Navy veteran. You ought to know better than to get involved in something like that, especially when you know that it's the protests are becoming violent and you're at a federal courthouse. He should have expected to be attacked.
Well, when you look at the video of it, they're telling him to get back. And he doesn't get back. They're pointing at him, and they're telling him to get back. And he's got his hands up, and he walks into them. And his statement was, well, I just wanted to talk to him. Well, when they're telling you to get back, what do? You get back. And
you
the fact that somebody's
back.
A Navy veteran doesn't mean squat. You can be a Navy veteran that's got all sorts of mental issues. I mean, just when I hear the guy, and I notice he did one interview, and it was really bad. He screwed up bad. And notice we didn't hear a thing from him again. Nothing.
That's not surprising. Okay, now my last comment is this, and I know I'm being a little radical here.
You radical,
but,
no.
But now, if they really want to quell these riots and so on and so forth, where are the fire trucks with the water cannons that we saw back in the 60s and 70s? Those bring riots under control real quick.
Yeah.
You don't have to use pepper spray. You don't have to use tear gas. But I guarantee you, if you've got a fire truck with a water cannon on it, you can put a bunch of people down real quick and not hurt anybody.
Yeah, but then everybody's going to go Birmingham. You know how it is.
Like I said, I was being radical. And
you little radical person, you.
I try not to be.
Steve, but thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you, partner.
Let me, because I want to leave plenty of time for my other Steve here. Let me go to a break, come back to the other Steve and Alice right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says there's a deal with the Homeland Security Department to have federal troops withdraw from the city of Portland in phases, with state and local police stepping up security, especially around federal property. President Trump says about those officers and the protesters in Portland.
Our purpose there is only to protect our federal buildings, which we're doing with no problem. I mean, they're nasty and they're vicious people, but our people are very powerful people.
The president there at the White House leaving on a trip to Texas. Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert was supposed to join him, but test positive for coronavirus.
The White House medical office uses the Abbott rapid test. You get results anywhere between 5 and 15 minutes. So because he tested positive for that, sources familiar with the situation tell Fox News that Gohmert was removed from that trip to Odessa and Midland.
Fox's John Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again today, showers and storms will be in generous supply. Lots to go around. And locally, a few tropical downpours. Scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight. Upper 80s today, mid-70s tonight, then tomorrow, more scattered afternoon and evening storms. We'll be back up around 90. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're back to a more routine forecast. Storms thin out in number. They become widely separated, with highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the very patient Steve-O. Steve, Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Dan. And patience is a virtue.
It is a virtue.
Hey, every time I hear the sweet name Alice, who's the next caller, I always think back to my younger days sipping on a bottle of Boone's Farm. Listen to Alice's Restaurant. You know, you can get anything you want from Alice's Restaurant.
Everything but Alice.
Exactly. Hey, maybe they ought to use the old New Orleans Police Department to help with crowd control. They handle Mardi Gras crowds on a regular basis.
They do, man. That was New Orleans was one of my favorite cop shows whenever they did New Orleans.
I was down there for training, and I was going for my morning run one morning. It was about 5:15. And so I cut down off Canal and go down Bourbon, and still smell the stench of the night before.
Of course.
And there was an old drunk leaned up against a light pole.
I was not leaning against the light pole.
It looked similar to you, but I know it wasn't. Could have been Joey, though. It could have been Joey.
Protect the innocent. Protect the innocent.
And there was one of those high-pressure water trucks with a street sweeper behind it. Mm-hmm. And as it moves down the street, the old drunk doesn't acknowledge it. And then he sees what's going on, and he stands up and he tries to stagger to the other side, but he doesn't make it. And the high-pressure water truck knocks him over to the curb. And then he tries to stand up again, and the street sweeper brushes against him and lays over on the sidewalk, and it's like, I've given up. I'm not going to make it. And then about that time, an old beat cop on a horse comes riding up and looks down, reaches down with his old blonde one long nightstick, hooks it up under the back of his belt, lifts him up against the side of the horse, and took him off down one of the side streets somewhere. So,
yeah, nothing is better than the smell of beer and urine.
And a hot dog, and an upchuck top dog, hot dog.
That's New Orleans in a sheer whiff.
Hey, don't Congress people take some type of oath or something when they're sworn in?
They do. Same thing that I took, and same thing that anybody in the military takes. Uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States from...
Well, yeah, and so, just in my meager opinion, I think they are terribly, woefully dereliction of their duty to do that and to protect federal assets and federal dollars by not supporting the President of the United States by sending in federal personnel to protect federal property.
Yeah.
And I think they should be held accountable. I think there should be a roll call and say, okay, which one of you knuckleheads do not support protecting taxpayers' dollars of these federal assets?
I'm surprised somebody hadn't put together a bill to protect federal assets.
I am too, and because that's their duty, and they are very... very derelict in that duty to do that, allowing that to go on.
I'm in agreement with you, and several million people are in agreement with you.
That's my two cents for the day, and stay thirsty, my friend.
Wasn't that worth the wait? Because you did a good job with your two cents.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Alice, sometimes known as Alice. Alice, welcome aboard.
Actually, it's Ellis, but I'll be Alice Cooper if you like.
No,
I said
AKA Alice.
Oh, okay. I can go as Alice Cooper. That's fine. All right. Anyway, but no, I was talking to Joey on his show earlier about how disrespectful and rude the Democrats were to Barr.
They really were.
They really lowered the bar, pardon the pun. And as children, were they not taught the golden rule? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous the way they were speaking to him and interrupting him.
Yeah, they were trying. It really was amazing how they would ask him a question, he would try to answer it, and they wouldn't let him answer it.
No. And then one said something about, sir, this is my time. This is my time. You had your time. You know, I would have stood up and said, nope, it's Miller time.
There you go. Go to the bar montage piece three.
I would have said...
Listen, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Mr. Barr, I just asked for a yes or no, so let me just tell you, I'm starting to lose my temper.
I'm very aware of protesters in federal government.
Excuse me, Mr. Barr, this is my time, and I control it.
I gave instructions as to what the...
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
Will you restore my time because this witness is speaking over my time?
You went over time. Let the witness respond.
You only got 2 minutes, sir.
That they recognized.
Mr. Barr, if I may.
Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
See what I'm saying?
That was great. He is so agile mentally compared to them.
I mean, I would have stood up seriously if it was me. I would have said, no, it's Miller time. And if I can't get a Miller, I'll settle for a Corona, by God.
There you go.
Goodness gracious. You people, bye. I mean, it was really terrible.
It really was.
And these are adults.
Well, some of them are.
Yeah. Supposed to be. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye.
Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan.
Jim, how in the world are you today?
Pretty good. You don't have to get personal. I'm not trying to get personal, but did you ever? I never did hit. Did you have a good report on your jogging exercise?
Yeah, I'm going to go get a cath on Monday, so I will not be here Monday. They're going to do a catheter test.
Oh, they're going to just stick something up there and see if you need something or not?
Yeah. I have a funny feeling they're probably going to do one or two stents.
Well, don't feel funny. I had that done last year. I mean, I've had, you know, I told you I've got 6 bypasses, and then I got a stent in one of my bypasses. But it's not that, it's really not that big a deal, you know,
like
as far as getting it done. It's pretty quick, and you come in there and they shave you all over the place. But anyways.
They're not shaving me all over the place.
Hey, Dan, you'll feel a whole lot better, too, when it's finished with. You'll notice. You're going to have a
that's what my
lot
brother's,
more energy and
that's
everything.
What my brother said.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to make, you brought up something about this protest, you know. It's I guess people have picked up on it. After the George Floyd thing, there were people out there protesting. There were some agitators, too. But the people were out during the day. They had their signs. They were marching. They were speeches and stuff. That's all gone now. And they're still, and the media is still calling them protesters. They're not out in the daytime. They're coming out at night where people can't, you know, where they have an advantage. And you don't see anybody with signs saying this and this. It's just out there destroying stuff. There's no Black Lives Matter. You really don't see hardly any of that. It's just these same, and most of them are white, and they're out there just tearing stuff up. They're no longer protesters, but the media keeps calling them protesters. But they're not doing anything like they were originally doing.
Yep. No, you're spot on. You're spot on with that. And they, like I said, you don't see just things of regular protesters any longer because I think they're non-existent or they're few and far between, let's say.
Yeah, let's say, and you mentioned about, you know, there's and also, like you said, there's nobody out there from these mainstream media, you know, trying to interview people. And I'd like to see some of these commentators, Don Lemon there, go out on the street there and say, hey, what's going on? You know, whoever went out there and tried to do that, they would get pummeled. They'd be dragged down and beat up if you tried to do that. So, you know, there's no media in there doing anything. They're just, and they don't even want to talk about it now, really. They just write it all off as protesters and there's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. You know, just another burning building. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see what happens now when the federal troops move out and they think they're just going to say, okay, it's over with. We'll go home now and watch TV at night. We won't go out anymore.
Yeah, it's
going to be.
You're spot on. I think what they're going to do is they're going to do a slow withdrawal. They're going to let the PPA, the PPD, the Portland Police Department, cover the building. They're going to be inside in case they're needed, and they're going to see how they handle this. And if they handle it, then they'll move on. If they don't handle it, they're going to come out and help them. And it's going to be interesting to see, do they wait till the feds leave, and then they go give them a full assault?
Boy, then you're looking at some people getting killed. That starts happening.
Well, all this stuff about these people are peaceful, they're about to find out that they're not peaceful.
No, I mean, Dan, you know, that's why you're not going to go out in that. Seriously, if you were a normal person, and you'd be stupid enough to go out there, but if you went out there even, you know, and tried to confront these people, you would be dragged down and they'd beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not there for America.
Yeah, they're anarchists.
Or trying to, and I'm tired of these people, you know, like, I mean, I just wanted to knock the crap out of Jerry Nadler the other day when he goes, well, these are just moms and veterans and mayors out there.
Right.
That man is a big fool.
He is.
Golly. Anyways, I just had to, I'm just fed up to here with that stuff.
Me too.
Let me
tell you something. It is so disheartening to watch this because, to me, they're doing damage to themselves because they're saying something isn't happening that a clear-eyed person sees and they go, I'm sorry, this shouldn't be happening. Somebody needs to do something about this, and you're not willing to do something, and Trump is. I think right now it's working for him.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just tired of watching it. But I can tell you this, Dan, the majority of the people in this country don't like that either.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't like it either. And the Democrats are going to find out how much they don't like it on November 3rd, I'm telling you.
I hope so.
All right. Well, y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show with more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27 2928, that's where we are. When in doubt, always go to Jim Jordan. This is what this morning, talking about the bar testimony in the Rue Dems.
For months, you've tried to get the Attorney General to come. He's here.
Why don't you let him speak? Why don't you let him answer the questions?
Gentleman is not...
Time after time. If you want the Attorney General to come, at least let him answer the questions and the accusations made against him.
The gentleman's rudeness is not recognized.
Rudeness?
Rudeness is on the other side.
Stanton,
time after time, you refuse to let the Attorney General of the United States answer the questions posed to him.
Your rudeness is not recognized. Unbelievable. Let's bring in Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, House Judiciary Committee ranking member. Can you please explain to me and Ainsley and Brian why the Democrats thought they would like look terrific if they would ask Bill Barr a question and then 4 seconds later cut him off?
There's no explanation. As I said in the hearing yesterday, you've been trying to get the Attorney General here. Let the guy talk. But they wouldn't let us complete our video. They wouldn't let him answer questions.
They pulled the and plug Steve, on the video?
Yeah, it wasn't all the way through. We had more to show. They wouldn't let him answer the questions. And there was a point where they weren't even going to let him take a restroom break. That's how rude they were to the Attorney General of the United States of America, because they've been out to get this guy, as I said in my opening statement, ever since he used the word spying and called it what it was. They've been out to get him so much so they filed articles of impeachment against him 3 weeks ago.
And they were. And that's exactly what happened. They are scared to death that Bill Barr is going to do what he says he's going to do. And if he gets down to the bottom of it, the Democrats are done. They're spent. Okay, now, Jim Jordan on peaceful protesters versus rioters.
People on other channels that you included in those, these are peaceful protests, were upset that you took them out of context. Because if people didn't see the video, if you guys were busy during the day yesterday, you opened up to say, these are not peaceful protests. I will show you the difference. You talked about the Dorn family, and we saw that them talked about the death of the dad in that family, the husband in that family. At the same time, we saw everything burning. What's your answer to those on other channels who said you took them out of context?
Well, how can you take them out of context when they're at one? They're standing in front of the camera saying it's a peaceful protest.
With a fire.
There's a building burning behind him. It's not a fire. It's just a burning building. And maybe it's a peaceful fire. I mean, it's ridiculous for them to say that. That's why we showed it, because they keep saying peaceful protest. And as the Attorney General said, why won't they condemn the mob? Why won't the mainstream press? Why won't Democrats condemn the mob? Why won't they speak out against this crazy defund the police policy that's causing the harm? Three officers were blinded all this past weekend because of the mob in Portland. So that's what we're concerned about. The Attorney General is doing a great job as Attorney General. He's doing a great job trying to protect federal property and enforce federal law. Why won't the Democrats help? Why won't they speak out against it and talk about how crazy it is to defund the police?
Okay, so Jim Jordan's going to move into another thing, and that is what we were talking about at the opening of the show, the hydroxychloroquine and big tech censoring that whole... Did I do that right? No, I'm sorry. Oh, Jim Jordan on Pelosi comment. You got to hear this. My bad.
So Nancy Pelosi, she had this to say. Listen.
So this is really... He was like a blob. He was like henchman for the President of the United States.
A henchman.
Instead of the Attorney General of the United States of America.
Bob.
He says that she's saying he's a henchman, and he said yesterday, Barr said yesterday, that the President expects me to exercise my independent judgment to make calls the way I think are right, and that's exactly what I have done. He said that he insists that he acts independent of the President. Nancy Pelosi is saying he's a henchman and a blob, and there's a double standard there. What if someone called a woman a blob? What's your response?
No, it's terrible, but this is the same individual who said that the President of the United States is an imposter back during impeachment. The guy who 63 million Americans voted for, she called an imposter. So I don't take what she says about people in the administration very seriously. Bill Barr, as I said earlier, is doing a good job. He is committed to the rule of law. He said something else yesterday that's so important. He said he is tired of the double standard. The one set of rules for the political elite. If your name is Comey, Clapper, Brennan, you get one set of rules, and then us regular folks get another set. He is tired of that, and that's why Mr. Durham is doing the investigation to find out what happened. So I thought that was another great line that is so consistent with administering the rule of law and having equal justice under the law.
Good job, Jim. A blob.
What if somebody called a woman a blob?
Ta-da! Okay, so now Jim Jordan is going to move to the tech censorship on hydroxychloroquine.
Right. Let's switch gears for just a moment. Big tech, a lot of them, although not Twitter, going up on Capitol Hill today to talk a little bit about, you know, how some in Congress feel that they are censoring certain points of view. Donald Trump Jr.'s Twitter was suspended yesterday for 12 yeah. hours after he shared a video about hydroxychloroquine, I do believe. Here he is with Tucker last night talking about Twitter. Watch this.
If they're censoring my account, they're censoring others. When I posted that video, I didn't say, well, this is the gospel. I said, wow, this is a must watch because it seems very contrary to the narrative that they've been force feeding us for a little while. Now, Twitter takes me down for that, but Twitter has no problem saying that coronavirus disinformation spread by the Chinese government does not violate their rules. I just put something out there that challenged the narrative. And because I have a large platform, I'm canceled.
And just like you said a moment ago on the other topic, there's a double standard.
No, there's definitely a double standard. They censor conservatives. Big tech attacks conservatives. We know that's, there's no, we feel that's the case. We think that's the case. That is the case. Those are the facts. I mean, think about this. Twitter allowed a tweet from the leader of Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism. In the tweet, he talks about striking a blow against the United States. They allow that, but they censor Don Jr. They censor the president. This is crazy. So they're going to hear about that today in the hearing about this double standard. I point out there were four members of Congress shadow banned just 2 years ago.
Yep.
You think about it, 435 in the House, 100 in the Senate, right. 535, only four. Gates, Meadows, Nunes, Jordan. And they said it was just a glitch. I said, what'd you put in the algorithm? The names Gates, Meadows, Nunes, right. Jordan. It's not a glitch. If I had a nickel for every time they said the word glitch.
He'd be a millionaire. Okay, so the final part is that the tech guys were up on the hill or they were video conferencing in here, and he's going to ask about, and he did, the 2020 election.
Here's the problem. This is not interesting, fascinating, aggravating. This is going to affect the election. You have Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, and Sanjay Pinchar of Google all going to be in front of you. For Bezos, the first time. This is going to be extraordinary. For Google, they are suppressing conservative writers, and you had Breitbart on saying that they gave this warning a year ago. Bottom line is the average American who's not into politics like us is going to be searching different articles to get perspectives, and they're going to be wondering why you cannot get conservative points of view, right or wrong. That, I know, is wrong.
Yeah, and you're right, Brian, particularly in an election year. We have a number of examples that we will point out today in the hearing that have happened in just the past few months. And here we are 97 days before the election, and the impact they can have on the election process is profound. So that is why this is so important that we that
you gotta
it
score
stopped.
Points today. You can't talk at each other. You got to score points today.
I think we got to show what's going on and how that could impact the election. I think that's critical.
Going to be back. Dan Marr Show, top of the hour break, final hour on a Wednesday, right after this.